This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 107 for Tuesday, October 20th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is mostly stronger Tuesday morning, with the largest gains in the front months as values touched fresh contract highs. Canola's down 30 cents to up $3, most months higher, November up $2.90 at $536 per ton, January up $3.10 at $539.30. Follow-through speculative buying after yesterday's gains accounted for some of the strength, with the November-January spread a feature as investors continue to roll their positions out of the nearby contract ahead of its expiry. Gains in Chicago soybeans and soy oil provided spillover support. Ample supplies in the commercial pipeline, though, did keep a lid on the upside, although demand does remain solid from both exporters and domestic crushers. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all mostly higher in early trade. Soybeans seeing the biggest gains, up 7 cents in November at $10.61 per bushel. January also 7 cents higher at $10.61 as well. The U.S. soybean harvest was 75% complete as of this past Sunday, and farmer hedge selling is reportedly slowing down in the futures market. Solid export demand and ongoing production concerns out of South America were supportive. The USDA announced private export sales of 132,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations this morning. Corn is holding closer to unchanged, up 0.75 cents in the December contract at $4.06 per bushel. The U.S. corn harvest was 60% complete in the latest weekly report. That's up 19 points from the previous week, as farmers continue to make good progress bringing in this year's crop. Wheat futures are higher across the board. Minneapolis 4 cents higher in December at $5.73 per bushel. Kansas City up 4.5 in December at $5.67.5 per bushel. And Chicago wheat up 4 cents at $6.31 per bushel. U.S. wheat may be looking overpriced, though, to some buyers as prices keep trending higher. Winter wheat, it's 77% seeded in the latest report, with about half of the crop emerged. Both are slightly ahead of average. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, October 20th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.